The Nightingale, a play for radio by David Wade, based on the fairy tale of the same name by Hans Christian Andersen. The Nightingale.
Now, gentlemen of my council, what I require you to tell me is this. How does it happen that all the world knows what is the greatest treasure of the Emperor of China, while I, the Emperor himself, remain in ignorance? Well, my Lord High Minister,
forgive me, sire, we do not know to what your Majesty refers.
Do you not? Where is the Imperial Orator?
Here, your Majesty.
Master, be good enough to acquaint my counselors with the passage you read to me last night.
Sire, do you mean...
I mean the work of that romancer of the North, as you described him.
Your Majesty will appreciate I did not intend my reading to be taken seriously. I thought it would amuse your Majesty.
Quite so. And I am sure it will amuse my counsel, too. Pray begin.
My lords, what follows is the work of a barbarian, a denizen of Europe, a kind of bard or storyteller, such as they have there. It purports to be a description of His Majesty's imperial palace. Unfortunately, as will be apparent to you all, its writer has never visited our country in his life. It is the most ridiculous composition in the world. In China, you must know, the Emperor is a Chinaman.
What this? Do his readers imagine that your Majesty might be an Aztec?
The Emperor is a Chinaman, and all whom he has about him are Chinamen, too.
It is the same with all these Europeans. They're astonished to find the world inhabited by any people but themselves.
Wait, you have heard nothing yet. Continue.
The Emperor's palace is the most splendid in the world.
Ooh,
it is made...
The fellow is not so foolish after all.
But he is, my lord. It is made entirely of porcelain, very costly and so brittle that one has to take care how one touches it. In the garden are to be seen the most wonderful flowers.
That's true enough.
And to the costliest of them, silver bells are tied, so that nobody shall pass without noticing them.
What?
Everything in the Emperor's garden is admirably arranged, and it extends so far that the gardener himself does not know where the end of it is.
Your Majesty, I must protest. As royal hereditary gardener, I know precisely where the garden is.
Naturally, my lord.
If a man goes on and on, he comes to a glorious forest with large trees and deep lakes.
Rubbish. He does nothing of the sort.
Be careful, my lord gardener. Remember, none of this is serious.
Oh, forgive me, your Majesty.
All of you now, listen carefully. We come to the most amusing part of all.
The wood extends straight down to the sea, which is blue and deep. Great ships can sail in beneath the branches of the trees. And in the trees, there lives a nightingale.
Oh, nightingale.
Proceed. A nightingale which sings so splendidly that even the poor fishermen, who have many other things to do, stop still and listen when they go out at night and take up their nets. From all the countries in the world, travelers come to the city of the Emperor and admire it and the palace and the garden. But when they hear the nightingale, they say, that is the best of all. And the travelers tell of it when they come home, and learned men write many books about
it. Stop. Thank you, Master Orator. That will do very well. Now, my counselors, what do you say to that?
Why, Your Majesty, it serves, of course, to confirm what I am certain none of us would doubt.
And what is that, my Lord High Minister?
That this nightingale is nothing but a myth, a figment of the imagination.
I see. Then let me come back to my question. Gentlemen, if that is so, how does it happen that even in the north, amongst barbarians, this bird is held to be my greatest treasure and written of as if it were a fact?
Respect, Your Majesty. A backward people will believe the most unlikely thing.
Are they the only ones? My lords, we know it for ourselves, and this mad writer says it too. Seasoned travellers write about the nightingale, and learned men and poets. Why is it that when they praise our city and our courts and gardens, we believe them? But no sooner do they bring up the subject of the nightingale.
Sire, the best men may be right about many things, but wrong about another.
As for this romancer, Majesty, we have heard that he is wrong in everything. How should he be right about the nightingale?
Is he wrong in everything?
No.
I put it to you, my lord, that on the contrary, he is absolutely right. Look. Look about you. Here is my palace. Might it not just as well be made of porcelain? Is it not a poor, fragile thing? As for your garden, my Lord Gardener, you make such a parade of all its rarities, you might as well hang silver bells on them.
Oh, sir, if I...
As for knowing where it ends, oh, I dare say you have it all laid out, and its beginning, too. Without your permission, who can doubt it? Nothing would dare grow at all.
Sire, if unwittingly I have offended
you... You have all offended me. It is clear to me that the whole wide world knows about this nightingale, while I, the Emperor Tai Yang, who am supposed to be its lord, know nothing of the sort. And you, my counselors, sit there telling me that there is nothing to be known, content apparently that I should look a perfect idiot.
Your Majesty!
Oh, leave me! You know everything and can tell me nothing. Go! I can no longer bear the sight of your Majesty!
The Emperor of China, you must know, lives in a prison of porcelain. It is surrounded by silly little wooden men on strings who bow and smile and talk. Surely there must be more to life than that.
Tai Yang.
Mother, what are you doing here?
Warming myself in the afternoon sun.
Have you been there long?
Long enough.
Ah. You heard then?
Yes.
I lost my temper. I made a fool of myself.
I'm afraid you did. Mind you, you were right.
Right? To lose my temper?
I mean, there is a forest. There are lakes. And at the end of the forest and the lakes, there is the sea.
How do you know that?
I have seen them.
Seen them? What did you see when?
When I was a child. It was a summer's afternoon. We went out through the garden.
And what about the nightingale? Did you see that? Did you hear it sing?
I don't think so, although I do remember that the old men used to speak of it.
Why did you never tell me this before?
It didn't seem to me that you would be interested.
Not interested? Mother, if there used to be a nightingale, then there possibly still is. What do you say?
It's possible.
That settles it. Hold up!
Your Majesty,
Your Majesty.
Fetch me my High Minister.
The High Minister.
For the Imperial High Minister.
For the Imperial High Minister. Your Majesty.
Listen to me very carefully.
Sire.
Notwithstanding the opinion of our royal council, it is our conviction that in our empire there exists this creature which we call the nightingale. And that to our shame, the world at large values what we possess while we remain in ignorance. We command you, therefore, We command you on your life that you bring this nightingale before us in our palace, and that there it shall sing.
Bring the nightingale before your majesty. Of course. On my life, you said. When is it your wish that I should bring it, sire? In a year? A month?
Tonight.
Tonight.
Have you some objection?
Oh, no. No, no objection in the world. Tonight, your majesty. Tonight.
What if the nightingale cannot be found?
I rather think it will be found, don't you? Why do you look at me like that?
Suppose, then, it is found, but will not come.
Will not come? I should like to see that. Am I not its lord, its emperor? Forgive me if I do not understand the joke.
My son, I know very little about nightingales. But you, I fear, know even less.
Look here, my friend. It was you who started this.
My lord, I did nothing of the kind.
Did you or did you not bring up the subject of the nightingale?
I did as I was told. I read the passage to his majesty before he went to sleep. It was a safe subject.
It used to be. This time it woke him up.
I'm not responsible for that.
Oh, you're quite responsible enough for me. And I tell you this, either you provide this nightingale...
I can't provide a nightingale.
Either you provide one...
Let the royal hereditary gardener do it. It's his department.
I have already asked the gardener, the general, the chamberlain, and the chancellor. I have asked everyone who is anyone, and all, without exception, say that since the nightingale does not exist, how can they be expected to discover it?
So what am I supposed to do?
That's your affair. However, I promise you, either you go and find a nightingale and bring it back and make it sing, or I swear this morning's dawn shall be your last.
My lord, if it is mine, it shall be yours as well. You hold me responsible, the emperor holds you.
I think I shall order some tea. Lucci, bring tea, if you please.
Yes, my lord.
You are not Lucci, who are you?
If it pleases you, sir, I am May Hoa.
No, it doesn't please me in the least. Where is Lucci?
Please, sir, all the other servants are so busy talking about the nightingale, they sent me to wait on you instead.
This is more than I can stand.
Why aren't you so busy talking about the nightingale as well? Why does anybody trouble himself to come?
Well, sir, I'm the newest and the youngest, so I have to do what I'm told. Anyway, talking about it doesn't interest me so much.
Does it not? I wish I shared your detachment.
My lord, it wouldn't interest you either if you had seen it.
Seen it?
Oh, yes. And heard it, too.
Child, you're not joking with us, I hope.
Why should I do that?
You say that you have heard and seen the nightingale?
Yes, sir. And once you've done that, then there's no point in discussing what it might be like. Well, is there?
Girl, listen to me, and as you value your life, tell me the truth. Can you lead myself and the Imperial Orator to this bird?
Oh, yes, my lord.
Can you lead us there tonight?
If that is what you wish.
Do so, and I will see to it that you have a high place in the Emperor's household.
Why, thank you, my lord. Although I...
Well?
It's not as if it were that difficult.
I assure you, Imperial Orator, we are simply wasting our time.
You weren't obliged to come.
Of course I was obliged. Am I the Royal Hereditary Gardener, or am I not? I will simply tell you this. At the end of this path, there is a high, blank wall. A very high, blank wall, and beyond it, there is nothing.
Well, there must be something, I suppose.
Nothing of the slightest consequence.
I used to live beyond the garden wall.
You see what I mean? Things have come to a pretty pass when the word of the newest serving girl is to be taken against mine.
My dear fellow, you would be astonished what the fear of death can do.
This is the way.
Oh, here, stop, stop. You can't do that. Girl, do you not hear me? My lord minister, careering through the royal flower beds as if they were a meadow. Oh, my lilies.
Here you are, my lord. This is the door.
Why, so it is.
What has the Royal Hereditary Gardener to tell us now? I never said there was no door at all. Merely that there was a high, blank
a wall.
I dare swear the door does not open. Anyway, I'll tell you, nothing would induce me to go through a door as small as that. And in my view, gentlemen, you ought to follow my example.
Why should we do that?
Oh, my dear man, imagine. Three dignitaries at the court bent double in the presence of a serving maid.
Well, I, for one, propose to go through on my hands and knees, if need be.
There is no need for anything like that. Take my hand, my lord.
Hmm?
I will go first. Now bend.
Yes.
A little lower.
Oh,
there you are.
What is this?
My lord, it is the countryside.
May who are? Where are you?
Let me help you, Master Orator. Oh. If you cover up your face like that, you will never get through.
It's precious.
But where am I? Is this what they call the forest?
Oh, no, sir. The forest is in that direction where the trees begin.
Oh, how wide it all is. How open.
And what about this nightingale?
Ah, my Lord Gardener. I thought you were not coming.
What else was I supposed to do? Left there standing in a flower bed?
Good heavens! What was that?
That would be the nightingale. Take my word for it.
Oh, no, it's not, Your Honor. That's a cow.
A cow? I told you it was disagreeable here.
Lead on, girl. Be sure that I at least will follow you.
The man who made this forest knew nothing about laying a good path. How much further, girl?
About as much again.
Mercy on us. What's that now? That has to be the nightingale.
I knew it would be overrated.
Oh, surely that is not nightingale.
No, my lord. That's frogs in the Great Lake.
I think you might do well, you royal and ancient gardener, to be silent for a while.
How strange it is. Like a great hall. I do believe I hear wild bulls.
That's the sea. Even I know that.
How dark it is among the trees. The sun is going down.
If we do not find this nightingale quite soon, it will be all up with us.
With some of us. If I were in your shoes, gentlemen, I think that I would flee the country while I could.
Oh, dear. Please don't talk so much.
It's as plain as the nose on your face that this appalling expedition is a failure.
Sir, if you can't or won't stop chattering, of course it is.
I beg your pardon.
With all that racket going on, how do you expect the nightingale to sing?
My dear child, we don't expect anything. Nothing at all.
Is that it?
Yes, my lord. That's the nightingale.
But that is beautiful. Ooh. Can anybody see her?
She's over there.
I can't see anything. My lord, I'm in the star, can you?
Look there, my lord.
Well, it's my personal opinion that there's nothing to be seen. What kind of bird is it that prefers to sing at night?
If it's not a bird, what is it?
It sounds to me exactly like some rustic with a water whistle.
Girl, if you can see this creature, please point her out to us.
You are staring at her. There she is, as large as life, on the twig in front of you.
Is that the nightingale? But she is so small.
Nightingale, forsooth. I know what that is. It's a common sparrow.
Oh, why must you all be so stupid? My Lord Minister, can't you see her throat?
What?
Why, you can actually see her singing.
It's true. Gentlemen, this is the nightingale. Now we have no time to lose. We must hurry. We must run back to the palace. We must get nets, bait.
No! You don't need anything like that.
Hold your tongue, child. You know nothing of such matters.
My lord, all you have to do if you want the nightingale to sing is speak to her.
Oh, my dear little girl.
Speak to her? Whoever heard of her?
I'll show you then. Nightingale? My lady nightingale?
Who's there?
It is I. Mayhua,
what are you doing here at this hour?
Is it a holiday?
Are you visiting your home?
Neither, my lady. But I have brought three great men of the court to visit you. You see, His Majesty the Emperor has said that he would like to hear you sing.
He has commanded it. Would like indeed.
I will sing for the Emperor with all my heart.
Oh, but...
Child, would it be better if I spoke with her? Will she answer me?
Of course, my lord.
Nightingale, my Lady Nightingale.
Your Majesty, I am indeed honored.
Ah, madam, I am not the Emperor. I am nothing but his servant. And he has commanded me to ask if you will sing for him.
Why, I will do so certainly, as soon as it pleases his Majesty to come into the forest.
Come into the forest?
There's a difficulty.
Who are these other persons? Are they princes? They
are my fellow servants.
I am honored.
Madam, if I may say so, you have a very poor notion of the honor due to an emperor of China, if you believe that he should visit you.
I am sorry to hear that, my lord. I did indeed desire to honor him, for my song is at its best when heard at night-time in this wood. However, if that is not possible, then I will gladly come to him. When is it to be?
My Lady Nightingale, you are most gracious. We hope your condescension will allow you to accompany us tonight.
Tonight?
If you please.
I should have preferred a day or two to prepare myself. I am not used to singing courts.
Unfortunately, that cannot be.
But will a little time make so much difference?
Let me explain, my lady. I think his lordship is reluctant to reveal to you the exact nature of the Emperor's command. Oh? Either he returns with you tonight and you will sing, or he will lose his life.
Is that the truth, my lord?
I am very much afraid it is.
And does your emperor commonly behave like this?
He behaves as emperors generally do.
As if the world were his.
Are you suggesting, madam, that it is not?
Please, my lord gardener. Madam, my situation is as you have been told. And while we stand here and argue, time goes by. Will you come with us or not?
I will come, my lord. Of my mercy, I will come.
I trust your majesty is satisfied?
I am more than satisfied, my lord. I am enchanted.
Sire.
It is as if I had been dead and am alive again. You shall have your reward.
I am your imperial majesty's most humble servant. And you will not forget Mei Hua, the servant girl who made this possible.
I shall not forget her. Leave me now, all of you. I wish to be alone with the acknowledged jewel of all my empire. My Nightingale. Tell me, my Lady Nightingale, how long have you been there in the forest?
I have always been there, Majesty.
Then why is it that I've never heard you until now?
First, because until the other day you did not think that there was anything to hear. Second, you never came where I was to be found.
I did not come today. My servants did that for me.
If a man has loyal servants, there is no end to what he can accomplish, provided he can threaten them with death.
Who told you that?
Why, is it not true?
I may have said something of the sort. Why should I conceal the fact I said exactly that? You will agree it was effective.
Indeed. Without it, I might not have come.
What do you mean?
It is a question, isn't it? Did I come to please an emperor, or was it to save his servant's life? I am not sure.
I will tell you one thing, little Nightingale. An emperor is not accustomed to be spoken to in quite that way.
I dare say not, but either an emperor must become accustomed to it, or he should not keep a nightingale.
Let us not quarrel. Your song was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. Did you know that?
Yes, my lord, I saw the tears running from your eyes.
I hope that pleased you.
Oh, yes. Imagine to have wrung tears from the eyes of such a cruel man.
If I were as you say, do you think I would have wept?
Certainly you would. Some of the most unpleasant men in the history of the world have wept quite helplessly for a mere song.
What a clever little bird you are, despite your very plain appearance. Come. Leave your golden perch a moment. Sit here on my hand. If you were a human singer at my court, I should present you with a golden slipper to carry around your neck.
Unfortunately, though I could live in such a slipper, I could hardly wear it.
Unless you gave up flying.
That I shall never do.
I suppose not. Tell me then, what about a fine new set of clothes, spun of gossamer? Olive green is all very well in woods and forests. Here we like people to be colourful.
I will be colourful by all means. But only if you swear it will improve my voice.
Only one thing will improve your voice, my Lady Nightingale, and that is for me to be certain that I shall hear it every day.
As to that,
I have already given orders for the finest golden cage you ever saw.
Cage? Did I agree to anything about a cage?
Not that I know, but you cannot imagine, my little Lady Nightingale, that now I have you. Now I have what all the world agrees to be the greatest treasure of my realm. But I'm going to let you go.
And how will you prevent me?
I already have.
Oh, no, the windows are wide open. I still have my wings. Oh, what have you done to me?
You have your wings, my dear. But what about your feet?
What have you done?
Oh, nothing grave. You stepped onto my finger and into a little noose of silk. And in that you will stay.
I see. Very well, that is how it is. But hear me, Emperor of China. I would have served you willingly, but you are such a man that you could only take my service by force. So you shall have it. And with it you shall have my prophecy. Though you hold me now, you shall lose me. Losing me, you will not even care, but my lord, when I am lost, so is your life. Shall I sing to you, Emperor of the World?
Good day to you, Royal Hereditary Gardener.
Good day to you, my Lord High Minister.
Things are growing well, I hope.
They are growing where I require them to grow, and they are not growing where I require them not to grow.
In short, things are exactly as they ought to be.
By no means.
Indeed.
Whatever is the use of a well-ordered garden if no one any longer comes to look at it?
Oh, but surely your garden is one of the attractions of the Imperial City.
Oh, yes, but not since that confounded bird arrived.
The Nightingale.
As you say, the Nightingale.
Certainly the creature has scored a great success.
Tell me candidly, my lord, what is your opinion of the Nightingale?
In what respect?
Do you really like her voice?
I like it, yes.
You do not detect in it something, how shall I put it, something wild, undisciplined?
What I think of chiefly when I hear the Nightingale is that she saved my life.
My friend, far be it from me to undervalue that. But let us be realistic. If she had not come of her own accord, we should have compelled her.
It is my view that nobody can compel my Lady Nightingale to do anything at all.
Perhaps that is my objection to her.
Nightingale!
Oh, here comes the orator. I wonder what he's got to look so pleased about.
Knighting, my dear friend. Knighting.
I beg your pardon?
Knighting.
Are you quite well?
Absolutely. Oh, don't tell me you haven't heard. It's the very latest thing. Whenever two cultivated people meet, one of them says, knighting, and the other answers, Gale. Don't you think it's rather good?
Astonishing.
Forgive me if I prefer good day.
Anyway, where are you off to at such a speed?
Oh, don't you know? A new offering has reached His Majesty from the Emperor of Japan.
Oh.
A large package, much the size and weight of an important book, and with a portrait
of a nightingale emblazoned upon it.
Mercy on us.
The court is summoned to a ceremonial opening, and I am to read selected passages. His Majesty is waiting. I must hurry.
You see, even he has gone quite mad.
He didn't have so far to go, some of us. Oh, well, my Lord Gardener, let us follow after him and see this latest wonder.
Be careful now. Gently, gently. There.
Why, it's not a book at all.
No? Then what exactly is it?
Upon the souls of my ancestors, it's a model nightingale.
Why, so it is. And look, Your Majesty, instead of feathers, its plumage is made of jewels and enamels.
I must say, it puts the original to shame.
It is exquisite. Mother, have you seen this? Is it not quite beautiful?
It is magnificent, my son. But...
But what?
What exactly is the purpose of it?
Your Majesty, there is a message with it. It reads, "The Emperor of Japan offers the best nightingale he has, yet fears it is a poor thing in comparison with the treasure of his brother of China."
Do you hear that, my Lady Nightingale? An emperor has plundered his own treasury to make your likeness, and yet acknowledges its worthlessness when compared to you.
Ah, there is a key here. Look, I do believe it winds.
Wind it then, my friend.
Oh, but this is simply unbelievable.
Look, Your Majesty, the creature's tail moves up and down.
And its wings shake and flutter just like yours, my Lady Nightingale.
Better if you ask me, Your Majesty. Her ladyship soon not shine.
Upon my soul, I've never seen anything more lovely in my life.
Mother, what do you think of this? Is it not astonishing?
My Lord, in my opinion, this is something like a songbird or two. For example, one can stop it when one wishes.
So, I have an excellent idea. My Lady Nightingale.
Majesty.
We shall hold a competition. I know it is full daylight, but I ask you as a special favor to me to match your voice against your jeweled self. In fact, let us start with a duet. What do you say, my Lady Nightingale? Are you willing? Will you do as I have asked?
My Lord, you are Emperor of China. I am your prisoner and your slave.
Sing then, both of you. Sing, I say.
Stop!
Well?
Well, my lord?
You made a proper fool of me, my Lady Nightingale.
That other object cannot sing in tune.
Is that his fault? Can he help the way he's made? You could at least have tried to sing in tune with him.
I did not choose to. That's the way I'm made.
By the same token, I suppose you choose to sing at all hours of the night.
I rather thought that was my chief attraction.
The fact is, Nightingale, I'm beginning to wonder what I ever heard in you.
The fact is, Emperor of China, that what you wanted of me was not what I nor anyone could give.
I do not understand you.
You wanted me, my lord, as a child desires a sweet. How delicious to hear my voice and to feel the warm tears running down your cheeks. How gratifying to your imperial pride to own a treasure of such power. But these things do not last. Like my jeweled self upon its perch, they run down.
A month ago, I would not have thought this possible.
Majesty, your trouble is that you have never really heard me sing.
Indeed? Then sing, really, to me now.
That is what I have always done. You are not capable of hearing.
What? Why not? I have ears like anybody else.
To hear me, you must come to where I sing my best.
And where is that?
In the forest. Oh, yes, I know you sent your courtiers, but this is a journey which a man must make for himself, or not at all.
I suppose you're now going to tell me that my ministers can hear you while I can't.
No.
Is there no one who can hear you then?
There is one person, yes.
Who? I know, my mother.
She is not as deaf as you are, certainly, but I was thinking of someone else.
Who else can there be?
Mei-hua.
Mei-hua? A serving maid?
Yes.
That's impossible. How dare you? Do you expect me to believe that I, Tai Yang, Emperor of all China, cannot hear you, as you say, while the lowest of my servants can? Absurd. The plain fact is, you dreary bird, you have no proper song to hear. How dull you are.
How tedious! Why, I do not even like you very much.
To tell the truth, my lord, I think I am not very likable.
Nightingale, tell me something. Why are you so disagreeable to me? Oh, I realize I tricked you, but how was I to know you would have served me anyway? I have shown you every kindness, whereas you, from the moment you arrived, have shown me no respect at all.
My lord, I do more than respect you. I love you better than you love yourself. That is why I treat you as I do.
You love me? Did you say love me?
Of course.
But upon my soul, you have a very strange idea of love. Or are you making fun of me again? Are you? I believe you are. Answer.
I have no more to say.
Have you not? Well, I have. Hello there. My service.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty. Remove this creature from me. Set her cage in some other quarter of the palace where I cannot see her. And above all, where I do not have to listen to her. Yes, Your Majesty. You there. Wind up the jeweled bird. Let us have a tune we can enjoy. This is what I call a proper melody. It has a beginning and an end. The master of the music is to be congratulated upon his arrangement of it.
Indeed, no one can dance and sing to a tune like this.
My lady?
Who is that?
It is I, Mehua.
Ah, why are you not in the presence of the Emperor?
Why should I be?
You are allowed to wait upon him.
I was. He took the privilege away.
What for?
I don't know. But the day after you were banished, he said he did not wish to have me near him.
Poor Mehua.
Oh, it's nothing. In fact, I'm glad. The court has gone completely mad. Nobody does anything but dance and sing that miserable song. But what about you? Are you well, my Lady Nightingale?
I am well enough. The Empress looks after me.
How long will you live like this?
Who knows?
But I can't just leave you here. This is no place for a nightingale. My lady?
Yes.
Know what I'm going to do. I am going to set you free.
Before you do a thing you might regret, I had better tell you this. It is because of me that you are banished by the Emperor.
Because of you?
I told him you could hear my song and he could not. That is why he cannot bear to look at you.
I see. But then it is because of me that you are in a cage. I'm going to open it. Shall I?
If you wish.
Come onto my finger. Let me untie the thread.
Mehua, listen to me. When I am gone, the day may come when the Emperor will need you more than any other creature in the world. Don't interrupt. If that should happen, promise me that you will serve him.
I promise.
Am I untied?
Yes.
Goodbye, then. Mehua.
Goodbye, my Lady Nightingale. Goodbye.
If I were you...
Lord High Minister.
If I were you, child, I should fray that thread.
Fray it?
Then nobody will see it was untied.
Rub it against the bars until it breaks. Like this.
Such marvelous music. One never tires of it.
I have heard it more than 200 times already.
Stop.
What?
Stop, I say.
Prepare silence for His Majesty. Bring me my Lady Nightingale.
Let us see whether banishment has taught her some humility. Let us face her with our rival.
Bring in my Lady Nightingale! Bring in my Lady Nightingale!
Your Majesty!
What is the matter, my lord?
I regret to tell you that her ladyship has gone.
Gone? My Nightingale, gone?
I found her cage like this. The door ajar, the thread all frayed. I fear she has escaped.
Sire, we will set out immediately and recapture her with nets and bird lines.
No, my Lord Gardener. No. Let her alone. What do I care whether she's gone or not?
Indeed, sire, she is and always was an ungrateful creature.
An ungracious one as well.
Yeah.
What do you say, my Lord High Minister?
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. There can be no doubt about it. With the jeweled Nightingale, we all know exactly where we are.
Yeah.
My lords and ladies, I thank you. I share your view. We are better off without such creatures as my Lady Nightingale. Music there! Strike up the tune! Let the dance proceed!
Gentlemen, what do you advise? What do the physicians say?
Your Majesty, I fear the anatomy and physiology of jeweled nightingales is, strictly speaking, not within my field.
Master Watchmaker.
Sire, I have examined the creature most carefully, and I fear there is no easy answer. The mechanism, as one might expect of your brother of Japan, is of extraordinary intricacy and accomplishment. However, it is severely worn with much use. Nevertheless, my lord, I have every confidence that it will be possible to restore the bird to working order.
Brother!
To partial working order, I should say. Sire, I will do the very best I can, but I fear that you and your court must resign yourselves. There can be no question of this bird performing as it did before. In my view, from this time on, you cannot hope for it to sing more than once in a...
In an hour?
Oh, no, my lord.
In a day?
A week?
A month?
Not more than once a year.
Oh.
But this is impossible. What are we to do?
Your Majesty, may I speak?
By all means, Master Orator, if you have a remedy to offer us.
Sire, my lords and ladies, it may be that the Royal Watchmaker, for all his known skill, is unnecessarily pessimistic, time will tell. But in any case, let us not despair. Let us rather consider our good fortune. For more than a year now, this jeweled wonder has sung to us continually and without complaint. Did my Lady Nightingale do half so much? By no means. My friends, if we now seem unfortunate, that is because we have been so very fortunate. Let the jeweled Nightingale sing only once a year, and that will be his solemn festival. In the meantime, have not our musicians set down his every note? We may not hear his voice, but we shall not be without his music. Let us see this as a challenge to our most talented performers. Let us... My friends.
The Emperor.
Help me. I am not well.
Sire, I am with you.
He's dead.
The Emperor is dead.
Where am I?
Who's there?
Hush now.
Mother.
Yes?
Who is beside you?
It is I, Majesty, your minister.
There is someone else. Who else is there?
No one. Lie still.
I am dying, Mother.
No.
There is something on my chest. A terrible weight is on my chest. Take it from me. Oh, please take it off. I cannot breathe. Oh, Mother, there is a frightful creature sitting on me. Who are you? Is that my crown you are wearing? How dare you? And you have my sword and scepter, too. What is your business? Answer, man. Do you not hear me?
I hear you, Emperor of China.
By what right do you wear my crown? God! God! This man is robbing me. He has taken my crown and my sword and scepter.
Lord Emperor, how can I have robbed you of what has always been my own?
Who are you?
I am Death, Emperor of China.
Death? Have you come for me?
For no one else.
Oh, spare me.
Why should I do that?
I am not old.
Old enough.
I am not a wicked man.
What is that to me?
Look, my deeds are all around me. Let my good deeds plead for me. Oh, speak up, one of you.
I was wounded, and you tended me.
Yes, yes, I did. Death, do you hear that?
I was worthy to serve you, but you cast me into prison knowing the witness to be false.
Who are you? I do not remember you.
Look again, Lord Edward.
Oh, yes. I remember now.
Which deed shall I hear, Lord Emperor?
Oh, Death, wait. My deeds may count for nothing, I think, but what about my immortal spirit?
Ah, what indeed? What have you done with it?
I don't know. What is that crying? Is that it?
Is it? Oh, Emperor of China, is that the best you have to show for all that time on earth?
I am lost. No. No. Death, I beg you, grant me one last wish. Let me speak just once more to my mother.
Very well. I will allow you that.
Mother. Mother.
I am here, my dear.
Listen to me. Do exactly as I say. Call Mayhua to me. Say to her...
Majesty, I am here.
Mayhua, is it you? Tell me you forgive me.
For what?
You know. Tell me.
You are forgiven?
Now, lead me to the Nightingale.
But sire...
Hold my hand and make the journey in your mind. Tell me every step, and I will tread it with you. Oh, quick. It is my only chance.
Here is my hand. Now.
Where are we now?
We are walking down the great, well-tended garden amongst the lilies and the peacocks. Do you see now, in the corner of the wall, a doorway scarcely 3 feet high? Your hand is on the handle. Turn and push. Now you will have to bend. Oh, lower than that, sir. Lower still.
Like this.
That's it.
What is this place?
It is the countryside, my lord. Look, do you see there? The path across the fields leads into the trees. That is our way. This is the forest now.
Oh, yes. The trees stand like pillars in my own great hall, and the light slants through them.
Be careful now. The ground slopes steeply to the sea where the fishermen come and go.
So it does. To think I never knew this.
Here is the place. Stay still say nothing.
My Lady Nightingale, at last. Help me. Come quickly, or it is all up with me.
I am here, Majesty.
Will you pardon me? Will you defend me?
I will do both. Death? Is it you?
It is, my Lady Nightingale.
Will you take this man's body?
I will. It is my right.
And what about his spirit? Is that your right as well?
What has he ever done to defend it from me?
He has given it to me.
Not a moment too soon. Ah, well. We know each other, you and I, of old. I am bound to honor you. Here is his crown. Here is his sword and scepter. Remind him they are his on loan. Tell him when I return for them, I shall hope to find him better prepared. Go in peace, my Lady Nightingale.
Mother, what time is it?
It is between midnight and dawn. Oh, my dear, an hour ago we thought it was the end of you, but suddenly the fever left you and you slept.
Is Mayhur there?
She is beside me.
Mayhur, did you know that I have heard the nightingale?
Yes, Your Majesty. She is singing to you now.
So she is. I thought it was still a dream. Mother, leave me with her. I have something I must say. Yes, please, I'm in no danger now. Yes. Nightingale.
Yes?
Tell me one thing. I begged you to defend me against death. Was it really you?
Who else?
But you are nothing but a little bird in olive green. And what I saw in front of death was like...
Like what?
Like a swan made out of fire.
Indeed. If I were you, I think that I should keep that story to myself.
Would you? Why?
They might think that you were mad. Now you must sleep and I must go back to the forest.
I understand. I shall not forget you now.
Nor I you.
Goodbye, my Lady Nightingale.
Here is your mother and Mayhur. Good night, Emperor of China.
Mother, Mayhur, you must sleep now, and I am going to do the same. I order you.
We hear and obey, my son.
Mother, look. There is a strange light on the ceiling. Do you see? Immediately above my head. It is like a great bird, don't you think? A swan.
Yes. I think it is the dawn.
Why? So it is.
In The Nightingale by David Wade, based on the fairy tale of the same name by Hans Christian Andersen, the cast was as follows. The Emperor, John Pullen. The Nightingale, Elizabeth Proud. The Royal Gardener, Carlton Hobbs. The Imperial Orator, Peter Woodthorpe. The High Minister, Garard Green. The Dowager Empress, Margot Boyd. May Hua, Helen Worth. Death, Jack May. The Physician and the Watchmaker and other parts were played by Michael Deacon and David Graham, and the Song of the Nightingale was performed by Percy Edwards. The production was by Graham Gauld.